Well, today is the second to last day of the high school football season. The first day of the two-day state championship run up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls gets underway this morning. The eight-man championship matchup is at just after 10 o'clock this morning as Don Bosco faces Harris Lake Park. Don Bosco at 11-1, a perennial powerhouse in eight-man football, will face a Harris Lake Park team that's making its first appearance in the state championship game. They carry a 12-0 record on the season. Again, that's just after 10 this morning. Then this afternoon at 1:36, it'll be the Class A championship game. Bishop Garrigan facing Gladbrook Rhinebeck, both those teams 12-0. Coming into that matchup. Tonight at 7 o'clock, it's the 3A title game as Pella faces Webster City. Pella at 12-0, Webster City 11-1 entering that contest this afternoon. The 1A, 2A, and 4A championship games will make up tomorrow's schedule in Cedar Falls. In NFL news, Chiefs linebacker Justin Houston could make his season debut this weekend against Tampa Bay. Coach Andy Reid said Wednesday that the four-time Pro Bowler is heading in the right direction, but he also warned that there's no hurry to get Houston onto the field. Houston had surgery to repair the ACL in his left knee in February. The Chiefs were without several players at practice on Wednesday. Middle linebacker Derek Johnson is dealing with spasms in his hamstring. Cornerback Marcus Peters has a hip pointer. Defensive tackle Jay Howard has a hip flexor, while defensive tackle Dontari Poe has swelling in his knee, and wide receiver Jeremy Maclin still has a groin strain. Reed was not sure which will be available against the Buccaneers on Sunday, a game you can hear on KJAN. Elsewhere around the league, Arizona Cardinals safety Tyrann Mathieu was back at practice on a limited basis Wednesday and is optimistic that he can play Sunday against the Vikings at Minnesota. He was sidelined with a shoulder subluxation in Arizona's loss at Carolina on October 30th and missed Sunday's 23-20 win over San Francisco. Mathieu is also hopeful that he can soon discard the brace that he's worn to protect his surgically repaired knee. Cleveland quarterback Robert Griffin III has been cleared for non-contact drills and could play again this season. He's been out since breaking a bone in his left shoulder while making his debut with the Browns in the season opener. It's not clear when Griffin will be back on the field for the 0-10 Browns. Kai Forbath is the new kicker for the Minnesota Vikings. Forbath kicked for New Orleans in 10 games last season after hitting 87% of his field goal tries over three-plus seasons with the Redskins. Blair Walsh had the kicking duties until he was cut earlier this week after missing four extra points, including one against the Redskins last weekend. Houston Texans players are being advised by the team not to leave the hotel and not to order room service during their trip to Mexico City for Monday night's game against the Oakland Raiders. That's according to a memo distributed by the team and acquired by the Associated Press. Team members were told to leave expensive jewelry at home and not to bring large sums of money and not to use ATMs. In college men's basketball last night, James Blackman Jr. and the Indiana Hoosiers were winners in their first game since knocking off third-ranked Kansas in the Armed Forces Classic. Blackman drained 5 three-pointers and finished with 23 points and 7 rebounds to lead the 6th-ranked Hoosiers to a 100-78 rout of UMass Lowell. He provided 4 three-pointers and 20 points by halftime. Emmett Narr contributed 16 points and 11 assists in number 17 St. Mary's 110-72 pounding of Prairie View A&M. Also last night in top 25 college basketball, Jared Terrell scored 18 points and E.C. Matthews added 17 as number 21 Rhode Island held off Brown 79-72 in round two of the Basketball Hall of Fame tip-off. Also number 25 California was a 75-65 winner in overtime against UC Irvine in last night's action. We've got college basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as the Iowa Hawkeyes, 2-0 on the season, will battle Seton Hall tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena as part of the Gavitt Games Classic. And we'll have that for you live here on the radio tonight. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off, 7 o'clock. We start with the pregame tonight. Iowa at home against Seton Hall here on KJAN in men's college basketball. Also in men's college hoops, the Northern Iowa Panthers basketball squad is in Orlando for today's start of the Tire Pros Invitational. The Panthers open this afternoon against an Arizona State team that's 2-0. They have wins over Portland State and Cal Poly. Tip time is set for 3:30 this afternoon.
In both games, they put 90 or so on the board. A very good basketball team. They start two point guards. Both guys can really drive it. Both guys make threes. The rest of their lineup are guys that are very versatile.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. Former Duke standout Bobby Hurley is the coach for Arizona State.
Very good team. Spread you out and drive it at you. Do a good job of sharing the ball. So we're going to see a good one on Thursday.
You and I opened with a convincing win over Coe, but Jacobson says he will find out a lot more about his team this weekend. The winner plays the winner of the game between Oklahoma and Tulane on Friday night. In baseball news, Max Scherzer moved into exclusive company by earning more postseason hardware, while two of his former teammates battle it out for a similar honor. Scherzer has become the sixth pitcher to win the Cy Young Award in both leagues, taking the National League prize by a wide margin. He picked up 25 of 30 first place votes after leading the majors with 284 strikeouts and pacing the National League with 20 victories. Scherzer outdistanced Cubs hurlers John Lester and Kyle Hendricks in the balloting by members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Scherzer took the American League Cy Young Award in 2013 after going 21-3 with a 2.9 earned run average. He joins Gaylord Perry, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, and Roy Halladay among pitchers with Cy Young plaques from each league. Red Sox pitcher Rick Porcello has captured the AL Cy Young Award in a close vote with Justin Verlander of the Tigers. Verlander received 14 first-place votes compared to 8 for Porcello, but the Boston hurler also claimed 18 second-place nods, while his former Detroit teammate picked up just 2 and was left off of 2 ballots. Porcello led the majors with 22 wins this year and compiled a 3.15 ERA and 33 starts. Cleveland's Corey Kluber was third in the balloting. Also in sports, the Indiana Supreme Court has ruled that the University of Notre Dame's police department doesn't have to release crime reports about student-athletes to ESPN. The court said in a unanimous ruling that the private university's police department isn't a public agency, and that falls under the state open records law because it isn't part of any level of government. ESPN sued Notre Dame in January 2015, and a lower court had ruled the university was subject to the law applied because the department has legal authority to make arrests and has jurisdiction beyond the university's campus. And recently retired Dodgers broadcast legend Vin Scully will be among 21 people Barack Obama is honoring with the Presidential Medal of Freedom Tuesday. Among others from the sports world who received the nation's highest civilian honor will be basketball Hall of Famers Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Michael Jordan. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.